Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about John Brennan's memoir, Undaunted. Sophie, I have to ask, when you think about a CIA director, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Honestly, secrecy, hard decisions, maybe a bit of a gray morality. But Brennan surprised me. He opens the book not with some covert op, but with a quiet reflection on service, growing up in New Jersey as the son of Irish immigrants. It's surprisingly humble.
Right. He really leans into the idea of duty. And I think that sets the tone for the whole book. He's not trying to be a hero or a villain. He's just a guy who made impossible choices and lives with them.
Exactly. And he doesn't shy away from the toughest ones. I mean, the drone program. That's the big one. He defends it as necessary and lawful, says it saved American lives. But he also admits to sleepless nights when civilians were killed. That kind of candor is rare.
Yeah, that part got me. He says the moral weight of taking a life from thousands of miles away never leaves you. And he talks about the moral injuries that come from a career in intelligence. I think that's a term we don't hear enough.
He's also incredibly critical of torture. He wasn't at the CIA during the enhanced interrogation program, but he calls it immoral and ineffective, says it damaged the agency. He's very firm that we should never go back to that.
And he doesn't just point fingers at others. He acknowledges the CIA's failures, like the flawed Iraq WMD analysis. He says analysts need to speak truth to power, even when it's inconvenient. That's a theme throughout, the danger of politicizing intelligence.
Right, and he's really passionate about that. He talks about pressure from the Bush administration to link Saddam to 9/11, and later how the Trump administration tried to discredit the Russia interference assessment. He argues that integrity and analytical rigor are everything.
What about the Snowden leaks? I know Brennan's pretty measured on that. He says Snowden raised legitimate privacy concerns, but the way he did it was damaging.
Yeah, he's thoughtful on that. He defends the NSA surveillance programs as necessary, but admits they need oversight. And he's not a blind defender of the agency. He admits mistakes, sometimes catastrophic ones.
One of the parts one loved was the behind-the-scenes look at the Bin Laden raid. He describes the agonizing uncertainty before the operation, whether Bin Laden was actually there, whether they'd get it wrong. It's tense even on the page.
And he's honest about the limits of intelligence. No amount of drones or surveillance can eliminate terrorism entirely. He says we also need to address root causes like political oppression and inequality. That's a big perspective from a former CIA director.
I think that's what makes the book so compelling. He's not just defending his record. He's wrestling with the trade-offs between security and liberty. And he doesn't pretend there are easy answers.
And he ends with a warning about the future of democracy. He's alarmed by erosion of norms, disinformation, and distrust of institutions. But he's also hopeful, says the country has faced challenges before and can again, if we're willing to fight for it.
You know, the one thing I'm actually taking away from this is the idea of moral injury. That doing hard things in service of a larger good can still wound you. And that integrity isn't about being perfect. It's about owning your choices and learning from them.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into Brennan's world or any of the other stories we cover, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. It has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So Undaunted is really about the cost of serving your country and the courage to keep going even when you've seen the worst. It's a rich, honest look at a life in intelligence. We'll see you in the next one.